Welcome to Nutty's Show, your podcast on cooking, technology, and finance. But today, hold on to your hats, folks. We're diving deep into the AI coding assistant arena. Specifically, a showdown in Cursor, O3 Mini, Gemini 2 Flash, Sonnet 3.5, and DeepSeek, who reigns supreme.
Ooh, spicy. This sounds like a real code-slinging battle royale. So which contender came out on top? Lay it on me.
Well, the author, Joshua Saunders, put these models through some rigorous testing. Chat, composer, and even agent mode, the whole nine yards. He started by giving them a tricky Circle CI deployment config puzzle. How to get Next.js assets into Cloudflare, a classic developer conundrum.
Okay, so a real-world challenge. Got it. Who cracked the code?
Sonnet and Gemini 2 Flash pointed to Cloudflare R2, a smart move, while O3 Mini suggested Cloudflare Pages, which, well, missed the mark a bit. Sonnet also nailed the Next.js config tweaks, you know, the asset prefix, really showing its expertise.
Interesting. So points for Sonnet and Gemini so far. What about the composer mode test? Anything exciting there?
This one was all about adding pagination and search to a server action. A bit nitty-gritty, I know, but crucial for any serious project. All models used a ZOD schema, a good sign, but stumbled a bit with the inner join for fuzzy searching. O3 Mini used raw SQL, which, as we know, is not ideal.
Right. Type safety is king, so everyone kind of fumbled on that one. Any clear winner?
Not really. Sonnet got close, but even with further prompting, the drizzle ORM usage wasn't quite perfect. Gemini and DeepSeek also had similar hiccups. It seems like even the best AI assistants still have some room for improvement when it comes to complex database queries.
I see. So the final boss, agent mode. This is where things get interesting, right?
Absolutely. The task, adding an onboarding flow to a project template, involving schema changes and integrating a new dialogue component. DeepSeek and Gemini sat this one out, unfortunately. No agent mode support in Cursor yet.
Bummer. Okay, so it's O3 Mini versus Sonnet who conquered the agent mode challenge.
This is where things got messy. O3 Mini, bless its heart, completely flubbed the monorepo setup. Files in the wrong place, unnecessary type definitions, and styling inconsistencies. It was a train wreck.
Oof, that's rough. So Sonnet took the crown by default?
Not exactly. While Sonnet managed the schema changes correctly and got the dialogue component mostly right, it made a critical error, using a server action directly in a React hook. A rookie mistake.
So no clear victor. What's the final verdict?
Well, despite the hiccups, Sonnet remained the least problematic in agent mode, especially for monorepo setups. The author concludes that for now, he's sticking with Sonnet. All in all, this test highlighted that even the most advanced AI coding assistants aren't quite ready to replace human developers entirely. We're still a long way from the singularity, folks.
I got it. Fascinating stuff. Thanks for breaking it down. It's like watching a coding competition, but with AI. Always exciting to see what they come up with.
You got it. And that's all the time we have for today, folks. Thanks for tuning in to Nutty's Show. Catch you next time for more deep dives into the world of cooking, technology, and finance.
Goodbye.